Vracha, David HaMelech is continuing to accompany us through our trials and tribulations, through our simchas, the way he went through it, and we're up to the last pasuk of the Gimels. The Gimel, as we said, is Gemoil, to give over, a downpouring of goodness coming out of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is what gives us the chayim, sustains us, the real life, the spiritual life, and even the physical life. In the last few psukim, we're discussing the need to give us the strength and fortitude and clarity to remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we're surrounded by people that do not appreciate us. It's so fitting for this time of Jewish history. And the last pasuk, David HaMelech says, Gam Edoisecho Sha'ashuai Anshei Ososi. He describes Edus of Hashem. Edus are the stories of the Torah, of the history of Klal Yisrael, that testify to the fact that Yesh Elokim B'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. There's a special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Avos HaKadoshim, with the miracles that happened with them, and their Mesiras Nefesh that brought it. Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Midbar, Matan Torah, Beis HaMikdash, Chuv Beis HaMikdash, and Yitro, Imcho Ani Besor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us throughout this long goal is keeping us going. That is all a testimony of the Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. It's a beautiful way of describing. It's not just a chizik. It's something that my most pleasurable involvement, to remind myself constantly of that Kesher that exists under all circumstances. When things are going great, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Beis HaMikdash, and even when they're going hard, in the times of Mitzrayim itself, Chuv Beis HaMikdash Golus, the Eidus are there. It's all testimony of the fact that there's something special going on between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, Rabbi Yaakov Endem and many other Gedolim said, the greatest miracle of Judaism is the fact that we remain a special nation after thousands of years in Golus. Unfortunately, not everybody made it. Jews have assimilated throughout history, but we are the products of those who have clinged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. The ones that they involved themselves, they created an atmosphere of, I have this clarity that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is telling me that I'm destroying the world, they're out to kill me and they hate me. I don't care. The mezuzah in the Torah. I remember the Mashgiach Rav Volder, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, used to tell us in Kollel. He said, you should know, in Kollel you're in basic training. Just like in the army or any profession, a person has to go through basic training. A doctor has to go, a lawyer has to go through a certain stage of focusing on having everything clear. So when he goes out into, whether go to the war or go be in the medical field, legal field, he has to know how to manage in every situation. He said, we have to build ourselves up to the point that we have such a clarity that if somebody pick us up one day and just put us into a Shomer HaTzair kibbutz, a kibbutz that has no connection to religion and totally does not understand or appreciate what religion is, we could live over there and keep our values 100%, not be affected what's going on outside. And that's what gives us that strength is this Eduisecho Shashuye Anshe Asosi. They are the ones that advise me. Everybody successful has a group of advisors. We know every king, every president, every person in power, every CEO, he has around him the people that are his advisory board, and they help him make the proper decisions. They prevent him from sometimes mistakenly think that this is right when it's just coming from his personal negias. They keep things on track. And that's a personal advisory board of every Jew is Eidoi Secho, Anshei Asosi. Always thinking back that we as a nation and me as a member of Klal Yisrael have a personal keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I look into the Torah, I see the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see what tremendous chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world and to me. And the other side, how it pays off so much to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our Amun and Bitoch in every situation, whether it's pleasant to thank Hashem and whether it's hard to stick with Hashem. L'hagin b'boker chesdecha. When something it's going good, we thank Hashem. For munoscha b'leilas, when it's dark and hard and trying, we stay steadfast with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we know David HaMelech said in the other famous mizmah about Edusecha. This is Machim Espesi. They bring wisdom to even the foolish. Kal v'chaymeh to us that we have Chochmah. Should be zeicha to have the Machkimas, the Chochmah of the Edus of Hashem, always using it to keep us on track, keep us happy, Shashuya, always in the state of Simcha, upbeat, that Baruch Hashem, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if it's challenging, I know it's a challenge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He'll give me the courage to get past it. Everyone should be Zeicha in the challenges of Klal Yisrael and personal challenges, to use these Edus always to remind ourselves, and we're doing it every day anyway with our tefillahs. Yitzis Mitzrayim multiple times in our tefillahs and everything else. Should be zeicha to use this till we get to the final Yeshua of Klal Yisrael b'meir v'yameinu.